For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. The leader of the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus says courts may force the legislature to fund Medicaid expansion. Jason Rosenbaum has more from Representative Ashley Bland Manlove's appearance on Politically Speaking.
House Democrats have unsuccessfully tried to get Medicaid expansion into the 2022 fiscal year budget. Republicans like Representative Justin Hill of St. Charles County say a 2020 ballot item implementing the idea lacked one major component.
And that is, we shall fund it.
But Bland Manlove says that Republican lawmakers who make that argument could be in for a rude awakening from the state's judges if they don't appropriate Medicaid expansion money.
But I do see this ending up in the Supreme Court, as this was mandated by the Constitution.
The Senate could still add Medicaid expansion funding into the budget, but GOP leaders have said there's a slim chance of that happening. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri is preparing to launch a $5 million ad campaign to urge residents to get the coronavirus vaccine as appointment times begin to go unfilled in some places, even though the state expanded eligibility to everyone age 16 and older. Called Stronger Together, the campaign will begin next month and will provide vaccination information through radio, TV, print, and social media messages. Vaccinators last week reported hundreds of openings for appointments around the state, despite the opening of eligibility. The two Missouri Republicans running for the U.S. Senate campaigned in Jackson County over the weekend. KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman has more.
Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt and former Governor Eric Reitens spoke at a convention center packed with GOP loyalists. Both attacked President Joe Biden's agenda, vowed support for law enforcement, and criticized the media. Even though he wasn't in attendance, former President Donald Trump dominated the evening. Two Trump 2024 Take America Back flags decorated the room. Greitens touted an endorsement from Trump's longtime attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
Folks who've been fighting for the president against the mainstream media.
And Schmidt was cheered for joining the lawsuit challenging the presidential election results.
And I will never apologize for defending election integrity in this country.
Other Republicans may still jump into the race, like Representative Jason Smith, who's holding a fundraiser at Trump's Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago, at the end of this month. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
State and local health officials are warning of a potential for Legionnaire's disease exposure at a hotel in Macon. Two people were diagnosed with the severe form of pneumonia after using the hot tub or the pool late last month while staying at a Comfort Inn & Suites in Macon. Officials say it's unknown whether the hotel was the source of the bacteria that caused the two people to become sick. KMIZ reports that testing of the hot tub indicated the presence of Legionella bacteria. All other test results were negative. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.